Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
In about, what would that be, about 15 minutes from this very moment. Riff with the AJC's Dog Nation. I'll get Rusty on this week. Yes, I will. I'm thinking maybe Thursday-ish. We'll see. We'll figure it out. Somewhere in there. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, somewhere in there, I will get that done. 615-844-5600. If you'd like to get in today, wherever you're located. That's the F&M Bank hotline. We're broadcasting from the Strike and Spare Studios, Wilco Kiosk location, where the temperature is regulated, so I don't have to worry about the humidity. Even though here it calmed down a little bit. Wasn't as bad yesterday. Yeah, I was in the yard for a couple of hours yesterday, and I didn't melt like I normally do in the August heat. It wasn't so bad. I think it's about to warm up again, but Monday was a good day for me to get out there and get that done. Nick is checking in down in Lake City, Florida. Says, Bill, Mac Jones is not the quarterback you just described. He's the antithesis of the entitled player. Yeah, that's a good point. How rare is it that at a place like Alabama, in today's environment, don't take me back 20 years or something, but I'm talking about in today's immediate gratification environment, will a quarterback, Mac Jones, stick around when you either got Tua sitting there or you're bringing in Bryce Young? You're always bringing in a quarterback star, right? That many may think is more talented than you. Stick around through all of that. Finally get the job and just hit a 5-run grand slam with your opportunity. The sticking around part's probably one of the hardest aspects of that. Now, going out there and playing that well is tough, too. But sticking around, I mean, everything in today's environment tells Mac Jones, you're not playing there. They're going to recruit up over you. You need to transfer. You need to get out of there. And I'm sure he probably heard a bunch of that from people. Didn't matter. Did not matter. Yeah, that's a very good one, Nick. And that one is a rare one, to say the least. Josh says, Bill, yesterday you said you had a message for us. Did you ever say what that message was? Huh. I'm trying to remember what that was. I don't. Huh. Josh, I don't know. Does anybody have a hint what I was hinting at? I don't remember. Must have not been that important. I vaguely know what you're talking about. I think it was some, boy. Maybe it'll pop back up. Obviously, it wasn't too big of a deal, or I would be remembering it right now. Is there any, am I withholding anything? Is there anything I've been meaning to unleash? Not that I can think of. Not at least in the moment. Yeah, Josh, now you got me thinking, man. Yeah, you got me thinking. I don't think it was anything too big, though. No. Nothing too large that I can recall. Yeah, we've had an interesting conversation so far today. Griff's coming up in about 10, 11 minutes. But the high schoolers, they're out there practicing. The colleges are going to be out there. Now, let me remind you of something. There is no NCAA date that says, okay, today everybody can go practice. It depends. It's a complicated formula. It's really silly, actually. And it has to do with your first day of class and the number of practice opportunities before the first day of class and a bunch of stuff like that. I don't even look at that crap anymore because I don't even care. But everybody's date's not the same day. Depends on when you're playing. Obviously, if you've got an earlier game than most, then you'll be getting started earlier. It's a bunch of different little silly rules that they all have to take into account. But here's the deal. We are into August, couple days in, and everybody's camp's about to get started. Whenever that is. I haven't not gone by school, haven't even looked. The GOAT down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, the Ohio State quarterback, Ewers, who is skipping his senior year to enroll at Ohio State to get that NIL money, is just the tip of the iceberg. The NIL may end up not only messing up college, but also high school ball. Well, I think we're going to see more of it, but how many players are good enough to do what he's doing at a place like Ohio State? How many quarterbacks are good enough to skip out their senior year, have reportedly $1 million or so in promised NIL money, and then the school be willing to take you in last minute like that? Think about scholarship limitations, the 85 number. I mean, you got to be a significant superstar, at least to me now, to command that kind of power like Quinn Ewers is exhibiting right now. I mean, how many people, again, let me say this again, all these have to line up. You are only one class away from graduating before your senior year even gets started. In high school. You've been promised seven figures in name, image, likeness money, and Ohio State will take you whenever you decide you're going to show up. That's to check all those boxes now, you got to be pretty good. The GOAT is right. I think a lot of players are maybe going to consider this, but how many of these stories will be the equivalent of Quinn Ewers? That's the question. There's another one of those, I guess we didn't talk a lot about it, unintended consequences. Somebody brought up Jake Bentley. He did it about, 5 years ago or so. He was playing down there in Opelika, Auburn. Dad got a job in South Carolina, where they'd been in that state before. He was a high school guy. And so he skipped out his senior year and went to South Carolina. Now he's on his third school. He's at South Alabama for his last year. He was at Utah briefly, and he was at South Carolina for several years. Jake Bentley. Somebody, again, now, I didn't get anybody responding to this. Didn't one of all you folks in Louisiana, cannot believe you have not given me the fine print here on this. Didn't the last Booty brother go to Southern Cal and skip out his senior year of high school down in Louisiana? Now, again, he didn't really do much either in college as a quarterback. He didn't get much done. But that's not necessarily my point here. My point is, we've seen it. It's not really that common, but there are some very few examples of a quarterback doing that. Didn't this would have been about the class of 05, somewhere in, and I think it was literally, yeah, somewhere right after their national championship team, which would have been the, what was there? That was the 04 team. And then they got to the championship game the next year. And it went down to the wire, Vince Young, et cetera, Reggie Bush. But I thought it was right after Matt Leinart. There might have been a little bit of overlap, but I think he came in right after Leinart and skipped out his senior year of high school. And I don't know that he got hardly any reps there. Not that I recall. Josh says, Bill, it was towards the end, and you didn't get to it. Dane called in. Boy, I don't know. You got me in that. You got me, Josh, you got me. Just Business, checking in from Hoover, Alabama. Bill, Little Business and the Hoover Bucks, that's his son, started 2 days yesterday. And started 2 days yesterday, so we are getting very close. Yeah, we've got more scrimmages coming up. Steven, John David Booty is the one that went to Southern Cal. Yes, and didn't he skip out his senior year? I thought he did. Tell you what, I think we're, Patton, what do we have? Do we have 90 seconds here? Do we have enough time to get this call? Okay. Got about a minute to 90 seconds. Kevin in Muletown, welcome in, sir.
Hey, brother. I'll be quick here. Booty, if I remember, he did skip his senior year. But if you look at basketball players have been leaving, foregoing their senior years, a lot of players for years.
Yes.
I know Tennessee has just got one this year. That has nothing to do with NIL. But they've gotten about three in the last 5 years that skipped their senior year. So it's nothing new as far as basketball. But how many players are actually going to be able to get their grades right to graduate early? I'm with you. I don't think you're going to see a huge trend here. I just think it's just a rare occasion where the guy's good enough and that he's got the grades in the classes to do it. But did you mention anything about this Addison Nichols kid that committed to Tennessee yesterday?
Lineman committed to Tennessee, yes. No, it has not come up yet on the show, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, big four-star that he chose Tennessee over Ohio State and North Carolina. He's out of Atlanta area, which when you're competing against some big boys like Ohio State, I think that satisfies some of the fans who are worried about Heupel's recruiting, I think he's starting to build a little steam here, but once they start showing a product on the field that's going to score some points and show some progress, that get out of the Jeremy Pruitt era, I think you'll see that recruiting, pick up a little bit. I know you're getting the break, brother. Have a great rest of the week.
You too, Kevin. Appreciate you checking in. Griff, when we come back, Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We still see slow-go traffic here on 24 westbound. Trying to get up past OHB. That wreck has just wreaked havoc on traffic trying to get out of Rutherford County this morning. In Antioch, they're still on the scene of that active shooting situation at Smile Direct Club. That's a warehouse there in Antioch Pike at Franklin Limestone Road. That remains shut down with the police department still handling this call. At Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions coming up this weekend. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown. And now, Mr. Painting of Nashville is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by Mr. Painting of Nashville, serving the area with quality and pride. For fences, gates, decks, railings, wood repairs, painting, and more, call the best. Mr. Painting of Nashville at 615-955-3068. That's 615-955-3068. Mr. Painting of Nashville, proudly saluting our troops and veterans. The George Blaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It works out the way it should be.
The George Blaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Blaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Blaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today near 90 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, low 65. Wednesday, sunshine, highs 86. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 65. Sunshine for Thursday, highs near 90 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
Let me know when you've got grip. Just trying to get grip processed this morning. Mike Griffith with the AJC's Dog Nation. Whenever we have him, Pat will let me know. I'm looking at the markets here. I just pulled up Bloomberg and green. Not hugely green, but green enough at the open. We'll see. We're quite to the open. A couple minutes away from the open. But green, at least heading in to today on this Tuesday. Griff will be with us whenever we get him lined up. Tomorrow, Blake Ruffino will be with us. Blake will be with us. And we'll also have Brett Cianci. We'll talk to Blake about a bunch of things. But the news about Miles Brennan, veteran quarterback, LSU, announcement on Monday about his left arm. He's a righty thrower, but his left arm has a significant injury that's going to need surgery, and his availability is apparently very much in question mark down the road. He's out for now. No specifics, time frame, or none of that I have seen. Don't even know how the injury occurred. I don't. But Max Johnson, I thought, was going to win that job anyways. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't, but now it is absolutely clearly his job. They open up against UCLA. And that's hurtful. Number one, you don't want to see any young man injured for whatever reason. And number two, it hurts your depth. So you're down to nothing. You're down to not nothing, but inexperience after Max Johnson. And that's a concern because quarterbacks do get hit, get banged up, get injured, and even if you're not running them much, you're still going to get hit some. So that is some news that hit. Oh, and Patton, just let me know on Griff whenever you get him. John David Booty actually had a better career than I have given him credit for. And I know I've looked at this before, and it always slips my mind. Went to Southern Cal, and he got stuck behind Matt Leinart for several years. And Johnny Vegas pulls this up. He had a big year in 06 where he threw for, I think, 3,000 yards. Beat Michigan in the Rose Bowl. Then I think a year or so later was drafted by the Vikings. I know he was on the Titans squad or the practice squad about 09-ish, somewhere in there. But he actually had a pretty good college career once he got the opportunity. He had to wait a long time out there. But he left his high school, Shreveport Evangel, early. And at the time, and I was just reading the same thing I think that Johnny Vegas is reading. At the time, he was considered maybe the first quarterback to ever skip out their senior year. So that's three I can think of now. John David Booty, Jake Bentley did it, and now Quinn Ewers. There may be another one somewhere in there, maybe a couple that I'm just not remembering. But those are the I'm talking about name quarterbacks that go to brand name schools. Griff's with us, Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation. And Griff, a lot of things we can talk about, but we've been kind of fixated for a little bit here on the show on Quinn Ewers, a quarterback in the Dallas area, skipping his senior year. He's going to go ahead and enroll at Ohio State. He's already been promised about $1 million in name, image, likeness, reportedly now. Your thoughts on that whole aspect. Is that now going to be an item?
Well, I mean, JT Daniels did it. The Georgia quarterback did it. You can add him to the list.
He skipped his senior year of high school?
Yeah.
I didn't remember that. Wow. I did not remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, he skipped his senior year of high school, and the reason why was because Matt Corral parted ways with USC in recruiting, or I should say USC parted ways with Matt Corral. And so JT realized if he reclassified, he could be the guy. And so he reclassified and skipped his senior year and went to USC. The problem was he inherited a pretty bad offensive line, and they moved a lineman to center that had never played center. And, I was talking to T. Martin about this because T was out there, and, you know, why did JT have such a rocky freshman year? You know, and we were talking about all the issues that they were having with their offensive line and their center exchanges. So, you know, he was having, you know, three or four bad center exchanges per game in the shotgun. It really threw off the timing, and, you know, obviously for an incoming true freshman who should be a senior in high school, really kind of messed up his numbers. He still had some big numbers. He threw for over 300 yards on Notre Dame and Texas, and he beat Gardner Minshew and Leach in a shootout up in Washington State. He did some things out there, but his overall numbers weren't great. A lot of people look at that and go, oh, yeah, well, he's a disappointment. They don't really know what happened because they didn't watch USC. But, you know, my thoughts on that, it's challenging. It's like any other freshman coming in. I mean, you know, you saw Justin Fields at Georgia, you know, had trouble grasping, you know, like any freshman would, a pro-style offense. You know, people just don't understand. They just think anybody can just go out there like it's Madden and just play quarterback. And it just doesn't work that way. It's like flying a jet. I mean, there are so many controls, so many things you have to learn. There's so much timing. It goes beyond just throwing the football and finding the open receiver. It's identifying defense. It's identifying pressures. It's setting protections. It's adjusting routes. You know, it's calling these complex plays. It's making the right read with each receiver and then doing all it in 25 seconds. It's a remarkably difficult thing to do. And so I'm not saying that he can't do it. Maybe they'll simplify it, right? Some teams really dumb it down and simplify it, for the sake of execution and say, well, we're just not going to do as much. But then again, you're not as able to adjust to the defense. Now, if you've got a lot of talent or a talent discrepancy like Oklahoma and Ohio State present, you know, when you have that much more talent than your opponent, you can kind of get away with keeping it simple. But when you're playing against great defenses, you know, as you saw what happened with Ohio State against Alabama, for example, in the national championship game, that didn't look like same offense we saw, right, before.
you play against really good defense, and that's where you need to be able to adjust at the line of scrimmage and use the whole field instead of half a field. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I guess my answer would be skeptical unless they can really simplify it.
Yeah, and we were talking about it prior, Griff. Number one, you'd have to have your class load in order to leave a total year early in high school now. Then, with name, image, likeness, I would say this is about the money. He's been promised, reportedly, a lot of money in name, image, likeness endorsements. And you got to be good enough to be wanted that early by a team. And, Griff, here's the other thing. You've got an 85 scholarship limit. Sometimes that's tough. So you got to check a bunch of boxes to be able to do that.
Well, you've got to be careful on name, image, likeness, because name, image, likeness is not supposed to be used
right.
as a recruiting inducement. It's supposed to be able to be something you get after you're at a school. So, you know, I don't think anybody is overtly saying, hey, if you come to our school, you're going to have $1 million in name, image, likeness, because that would be a violation. So now maybe, now that's not to say that a brand couldn't have made a deal with them prior to him selecting, and I'm not sure what how the Ohio bill reads on that. Every state is a little different, but I know in Georgia, you're not supposed to use it as an inducement, and you can't, even really before July 1, you weren't even able to negotiate. So we know this is a can of worms. We knew it would be a can of worms. We knew there were going to be some compliance issues. We knew there would be some confusion. We knew there would need to be education. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, the NCAA is just talking about changing the way they do business, essentially, and letting the conferences govern themselves. I mean, it just kind of sounds like all heck's broken loose.
Mike Griffith with the AJC's Dog Nation joins us on Tuesdays. Griff, what's the camp plan for Georgia? When does this all get started?
I think it starts Friday. I think so.
Get started Friday. Okay. And like you've told us through the years, I don't really – I mean, I guess I do get excited for camp because it means football's progressing and we're getting there. But there's so much access that is now limited, Griff, that I don't even know if I get all that excited about camp anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you can watch NFL guys practice and read about their reports, and they play
right.
the most competitive game in the world. But, here it is. These college coaches have so much power. They got too much power, and they're, beyond reproach. They don't want people in there saying, hey, this guy looks really good, or that guy didn't look so good, because then they start somebody and everybody goes, hey, we heard in practice he didn't look good, and you started him anyway. They don't like being second guessed. They can't handle it. They got a lot of power, and they don't want the second guessing. And, the fans say, hey, if it helps the team win, then by all means, keep everybody locked out. And I just look at it, and I said, I don't know if that helps your team win. I covered 98 Tennessee at open practices. I don't think it affected the Vols in 98. I don't think it affected Auburn in 93. And listen, when we talk about open practices, we're not talking about standing there for 3 hours watching the whole thing. We're talking about watching 15 minutes. So what they'll do, what some teams will do, I know Clemson, they'll allow you in for some viewing period, watch them do warm-ups and everything. It's not great. It's better than nothing. But right now, Georgia is still locked down. It's interesting because the state is somewhat liberal, I would say, with the mask rules, relatively. But the school is still on lockdown. I think our Zoom, our availability Friday will be via Zoom call. So I would anticipate they'll do that as long as they can.
Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation, joins us. Who would be the incumbent right now, Griff, as the first backup quarterback?
That's a great question. I don't know. Carson Beck is probably two, but, if you're talking about the Clemson game, Stetson Bennett's a guy that's played in a lot of big games. And, while he certainly doesn't have the physical upside that Beck does, he's got experience. So I think it depends on the situation early in the season. Until Beck gets some snaps and experience under his belt. And I don't know how long that'll take because, JT's only played 4 games with these guys. So it's not like you want to be pulling him out at halftime. I mean, he needs work and he needs to get the timing down with these receivers. It's only year 2 of the offense. And, his next outing will be his 5th game at Georgia.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. So do you think if it was the first game, do you think they would trot Bennett out there first with an injury to Daniels?
Just depends. Yeah. I that would be what I would think, but it would depend on, game time, situation, and how Beck does in camp. Beck had a really good spring. How much has he progressed during the offseason? How do things go in fall camp? I mean, those are questions I can't answer right now.
That's a good point. I do want to review with you. I know I've asked you a couple times, but give the audience a couple of spots or individual newcomers who could step in and show what they can do.
Well, Georgia did really well with the portal. Now, they've lost 17 guys to the portal the last 2 years, but they've gained back, I want to say, 5 or 6. And this year, they gained 3, okay? So Darian Kendrick is a transfer corner from Clemson. I expect he'll start. Tyke Smith is a transfer DB from West Virginia. I think he'll start at the star position. And Rick Gilbert came from LSU, wants to play receiver. So he's going to start out there at the X where Pickens would be had he not suffered the knee injury in March. So those are 3 guys right there that are newcomers. As far as freshmen, Amarius Mims is this monstrous offensive lineman, 5-star. What as Cole Kubelik said when God created linemen, this is what he had in mind. How quickly can a true freshman start, especially with Clemson in your opener? I got a question, but I think Amarius Mims is a guy we're going to see play this season. Pretty dynamic. Let's see, other newcomers. I think for the most part, I think I've covered the ground of the guys that. Oh, I guess Adonai Mitchell is a guy, that showed up in the spring. He's another option at the X, more of a guy that can stretch the field, a quick twitch guy, so I could see him making an impact as well.
Griff, always a pleasure, sir. We'll see you next week.
All right, Bill, have a good one.
Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation. He checks in with us every Tuesday. Again tomorrow, Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews, Blake Ruffino will be with us. And yes, I will, somewhere in there, I'll get rusty. Can't tell you where. Now, the GOAT had a question for Griff, and it was thoughts on a couple of recruits, Evan Stewart and Jaden Gibson. Griff is not a recruiting guy. I don't think he would have, I didn't want to put him on the spot there. That is not what Griff does. And matter of fact, they have somebody else at Dog Nation who's specializes in recruiting. Griff is more of the storyteller. They do feature stories on players, report on notes if there's anything out of practice, which there typically isn't a whole lot revealed. But the where is a kid going to go and what's the latest on him and what the list looks like, that is not what Griff does. And I didn't want to put him on the spot. I've had a few people hit me up through the years with Brad's on Fridays. Brad's not a recruiting guy. Brad is a gambling guy, handicapping guy. Now, he will pay attention to the recruits once they've signed and study up on who could help and who might not be able to help and all that. He'll absolutely look into that. But he's not the here's the list and here's how it's probably going to end up guy. So I didn't want him. No worries there for the GOAT. He didn't know, but I just didn't want to put Griff on the spot. We'll take the break. Coming right back, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Starting to ease up just a bit on 24 coming in through the Hickory Hollow area from that earlier wreck that slowed it down in Rutherford County, coming in from Rutherford County there on 24 westbound at OHB. The police department still gathered up on the scene of that early morning shooting there in Antioch and Antioch Pike and Franklin Limestone Road. 7300 block of Highway 100 out on the west side should be cleared in just a few minutes. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change, here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Quick note here, then we'll get a call. Brad, who'll be with us Friday, tweeted he put some pizza money on LSU quarterback Max Johnson. It's 200 to 1. Because I know it's a very, very long shot. But long shots tend to win the Heisman from time to time. Now, he's not predicting it. He's just saying the value is there to put a little pizza money down on it. Got to remember, he had Lamar Jackson at 99 to 1. He had that bet. And he won. Won a lot of money there. He did not have Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was 200 to 1 at one point. Again, not at all saying Max Johnson is going to be in the Heisman hunt. But you're looking for value. Vegas has not been giving value on the Heisman. There could be people who don't start who are 10 to 1 odds or something, 15 to 1. Hadn't been getting good value, so he's just doing that as a Hail Mary lotto type bet. Not bad. Not bad at all. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
I'm going to have to jump in today. Nice, comfortable weather out there. Enjoying this break.
It was not bad here yesterday. Now, down south, it's really bad.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bill, first off, I want to start my call thinking about those folks. Luckily, shook out okay over in Antioch. Have you seen that?
Yeah, there's an active shooter over there this morning.
Yeah, they got him. They killed the shooter down, 3 people injured.
Wow.
Ugly deal over there in Antioch. Hey, Bill, wanted to talk a little Olympics with you, a little hypo, and then I got a Corona Bros question for you on the way out the door.
Now, you got to remember, I have not watched the Olympics. I don't even know they're on TV, so I can't.
Well, well, that means I've watched about 1 minute more than you have.
Okay.
We've had a successful Olympics. Wacko Rapinoe got beat, so
that's
we've
good.
Had a good Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we got a saying over in Cosby. I wouldn't whiz on her if she was on fire. Did you know that the women's soccer team, Bill, was making fun of the Londoners drinking tea? They're just a bunch of smart buds, Bill. They suck. The whole team does.
I
think only two girls stood for the national anthem. You going to root for that?
I haven't been watching.
Well, I want my question. You going to root for that?
No.
I sure as hell not. And then them Simone Biles, get the hell out of there. I'm so tired of her. Finally shows up, gets a bronze medal. Will she get off the TV, please?
Couldn't tell you.
If I have to flip on and look at George Stephanopoulos talking about Simone Biles one more time, Cattleman's going to be going down to Walmart for a new plasma. Or I guess plasmas are old technology now. There's going to be a Tony Lama boot going right through the LCD if I see Stephanopoulos and Simone Biles on my TV again, Bill.
I hear you, man.
Hey, Hypo got him a big recruit, Bill. I just saw the name, but I'm not looking at the sports page. But did you see that? Hypo got him a legit four-star commit.
Four-star offensive lineman. I saw that.
You give me that name. I just saw it.
His name was Nichols.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, it looks like a legit four-star dude out of Georgia. Kiffin always said if Tennessee's got any hope of competing, you got to be a player in Atlanta. You can't be an afterthought in Atlanta if you're Tennessee. There's so many ball players down there, as you know, Bill. So that's great for Hypo there, you know. Get him a real four-star commit.
That is, and I'm just looking here. Where are they? Are they ranked? Yeah, they're number 30 in the rankings. So they got a ways to go there.
With football coming here, Bill, most everybody's thinking it's going to be a rough go. You're one for Hypo and all that. But you know one thing I don't think a lot of people are thinking about? Get ready for 4 hour and 45-minute football games.
Because of the way he plays.
Yeah. I mean, they throw – well, UCF was number one total offense last year, throwing it all the time.
Think you're going to see a lot of that. Well, you know what? Anything's better than what they trotted out a year ago.
If Tennessee goes 4-8 this year, Bill, I think they're going to be – I don't think it's going to be a bunch of 10-3 football games. Let's put it that way. I'd say probably Hypo can roll out of bed and score 40 points. So, I think the guy – there's just nothing on defense, is there?
No. Nothing to stop anybody.
You got to remember, I took on your common slob in a suit and all that, but it's not Hypo's fault. He just showed up. Should have fired Fatmer back in 05. And last thing for you, I've got a Corona Bros question for you. You know, we've been going on here for the last month or two thinking Corona's over, but we all know these limp-wristed, weak-kneed college administrators. Are they going to give us full stadiums? They're going to say, turn it loose, boys, or are they going to, or the academic crowd going to start showing up with their mask up and have a 50% capacity crowd?
Remarkably quiet right now. They're not saying much.
I believe UT came out the other day and said they're going to make students go back to masks.
Oh, and here's a note on Twitter. Josh up in London, Ohio says, tell Cosby I saw Tyler Summit this past Friday at Walmart, just to let you know.
What a disgrace, that guy. That guy might be the biggest embarrassment in UT history. I mean, I don't know. They've had some football players kill some people. It's hard to top that guy. But, Bill, I'm just telling you here, I mean, going forward here, you know, they say vaccination rates are up, but these college administrators, these are the liberal types. You know, are they going to give us open it up full stadiums? Are we going to pick up the paper here in a week and say, Peabody says 30% capacity? They don't have any fans anyway. What's to stop them from doing that?
I wouldn't be surprised if Vanderbilt was the first one to announce something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I mean, with everything, you know, they say vaccinations are up, but the curve's going in the wrong way. I'm not worried about it, but I'm just wondering if we're going to go back to normal or not this year.
Hadn't heard from anybody yet, so I'm hoping.
All right, everybody stay safe over in Antioch. See you, Bill.
All right, see you. Tell Cosby I saw Tyler Summit this past Friday at Walmart. Do we still have the other caller? I know I can't get to him right now because we're short, but Pat, do we still have that other caller? We'll get to it on the other side. We'll check it out on the other side. Also, I have a FanDuel message for you coming up here momentarily, and then we'll get a call. A few more folks on Twitter just looked up, and S&P is now red. Don't know what the direction is, but the S&P is now red. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Starting to ease up just a bit on 24 coming in through the Hickory Hollow area from that earlier wreck that slowed it down in Rutherford County. Coming in from Rutherford County there on 24 westbound at OHB. The police department still gathered up on the scene of that early morning shooting there in Antioch and Antioch Pike and Franklin Limestone Road. 7300 block of Highway 100 out on the west side should be cleared in just a few minutes. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today near 90 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, low 65. Wednesday, sunshine, highs 86. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 65. Sunshine for Thursday, highs near 90 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
All right, if you're on hold, just think time. I'm coming right to you. Got to get a message out here. FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new users with an epic summer games bonus. Just place your first bet on any summer games sport risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet does not win, it is a fantastic deal. You can bet on any event, soccer, track and field, baseball. I'm just randomly throwing sports out there. You bet on any of them. It's all fair game. Promotions like this, one of the many reasons why I love betting with America's number one sports book, that's FanDuel. Some of the reasons, everything's so convenient, easy to use, safe and secure, fast payouts, meaning you get paid when you win in as little as 24 hours. So here's simply what to do. Download that FanDuel Sportsbook app and use the promo code BKING and go for the gold today. That's right, the promo code BKING. Must be 21 and present in the state of Tennessee. First online real money wager only for the risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. We'll get a call here. Patton says Rowdy is up next. Welcome in.
Good morning, Bill. This is Rowdy from Texas.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to comment on Quinn Ewers. My wife and I go to some of the South Lake Carroll High School football games, and we watched Quinn last year.
Wow.
A good ball player, good quarterback. And I'm, as far as I know, a real good kid. But I think he's a touch overrated. I would not rate him the best high school player in Texas, nor would I rate him the best high school player in the country. I do not think that he will go to Ohio State and just mow everybody down from day one. He will be a good player, but, he had committed originally to the University of Texas. And Charles Thompson's son, I forget his first name, to me is a much more impressive quarterback and player. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Quinn Ewers. And I will tell you one thing. The cheerleader moms at South Lake Carroll are not happy with Quinn Ewers leaving his senior year. So it's best he get on out of town.
Now, wait a minute. You mean the player moms or the actual cheerleaders moms?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
When we go to the game, it is games. You know, South Lake is an extremely affluent
right
community. I probably like Franklin is there in the Nashville area.
Is it? Let me ask you this: is it comparable to Highland Park there in Nashville?
Yes, the affluence. Not. It's not quite as wealthy as Highland Park. Highland Park has old money, big corporate money, but comes in a pretty good second.
I bet
it has all the high end retail stores that Highland Park has, but Highland Park still has more money. But if you go to a South Lake Carroll High School football game, there's many a small college, Division II college that's envious. Their stadium holds 19,000 people, and it's full every game.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
It's interesting to watch the moms of the cheerleaders, the pom-pom squad, the showgirls, all that place is affluence and just the pomp and circumstance of high school football. I mean, you all know Texas takes high school football quite seriously, and Southlake takes it to 100 times greater than the average Texas high school team. So, and I'm sure they've got a good coach, Riley Dodge.
He's
famous Todd Dodge's son.
Yep.
And I'm sure he's not real happy about this, but he's got players in the stable that can step up. So it'll be interesting.
Hey, Rowdy, that was a bunch of information. I appreciate that call, man.
You bet.
Yeah, that's good stuff. It just gives you the power of this audience. Jeff, too, said, Bill, with the additions of Oklahoma and Texas to the SEC, I was interested to see what Alabama's all-time series totals versus them would be. And there's not a whole lot of games. He says, Oklahoma holds a 3-2-1 edge versus Alabama all time, so they played six times. Texas is 7-1-1 versus Alabama. So Texas and Oklahoma combined versus Alabama all time is 10-3-2. Is that 14 games? Yeah. They played 14 games all told against each other. Now, most of that would be historic and on back. That wouldn't be a whole lot in there recently, but yes. That's interesting. I did not know it was, and I'm going to say one-sided, but to the advantage, at least historically, of Texas and OU. Wow. There's another example of the audience. S&P is now down 10. Yeah, it started green and it's down. So be careful today when you're wading out in the marketplace. At Patton_Cook, make sure to follow him at Bill is King. Tomorrow, Blake Ruffino, Brett Ciancia. We'll get more of an update on Miles Brennan and that left arm. That injury is going to keep him out for quite some time, apparently. So Max Johnson's the quarterback. Lodge Pop.